Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has over 120 podcasts containing information about aviation technologies and pilot experiences for general and business aviation, from home to cockpit to boardroom to personal tech. Plain Talk provides information for pilots, industry insiders, and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 2,200 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week with over 30 years experience in the technology, telecommunications, and aviation industries. So we're here at Sun and Fun 2024 in a really interesting, fun booth, the islands of the Bahamas. Personally, I've flown to the Bahamas many times, and we'd like to welcome some really cool cats into the Plain Talk cockpit. We have Ahmad Williams, Regional Manager, Vertical Markets, Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Investment, and Aviation. We have Jillian Williams, Brand Representative for the Grand Bahamas Promotion Board. Correct. And I'd like to welcome the two of you to Plain Talk.
Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So what's new and exciting in the Bahamas other than sand, swim, and Calique?
Other than sand, swim, and the weather, the people, the food, the cuisine, just everything, the environment. The Bahamas is a very safe place to go, very easy, accessible place for pilots to go, which is why we're here in the Sun and Fun, to show persons how easy it is to get to the Bahamas. We have our Grand Bahama Island Promotion Board to tell you about the fun things you can do on the island.
So Jillian, what's your most fun thing to do?
Well, there are tons of things to do in Grand Bahama Island. And I say there are three unique experiences that you get just on one island. So we have the west side of the island where you can get the real island experience. West End is amazing and they have beautiful properties down there, amazing food. You could get into Freeport, which is more centrally located, and have all the conveniences of the city. And then on the eastern side of the island, of East End, you get the Eco Wonderland. So amazing. Those who are interested in our mangroves, caves, we have the Lucayan National Park. It's just a beautiful setting for those coming to explore.
And, you know, speaking about exploring with pilots and general aviation aircraft, you can go island hopping.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. We encourage persons to island hop. Once you get to one island, you don't want you to just stay at that one island. We encourage persons to island hop, visit all of our wonderful islands. We market 16 of our major islands, and we want you to visit them to find out which one is the best fit for you.
Which is your favorite?
My favorite is Grand Bahama.
Wow, there you go.
But I've only been biased because I'm from there.
But if
I was to tell you, every island has its own characteristics, and you just have to find the one that's for you. So all of the islands basically can provide you the basic things, the same things, but some has some unique identifications in each one of them.
Like Staniel Key, the home of
the swimming pigs.
Yeah, the swimming pigs and James Bond and James Thunderball Grotto.
You got it right. And guess what? Here we have with us from Staniel Key, we have Natasha Miller from Embrace Resort, who can tell you everything that's to do on Staniel Key.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well. Happy to be here.
Thank you. And welcome to the Plain Talk cockpit. I have to say, it was absolutely amazing when I flew into Staniel Key. Our flying club rented a Zodiac. We went out to the Thunderball Grotto, mask, snorkel in hand, dove under the water through the opening, came up into the grotto. I have to say, I felt like James Bond.
You should.
It was amazing.
That is exactly the effect we wanted to have on you.
And I was just waiting for those villains from Spectra to and then later that evening at the bar in the marina.
The Staniel Key Yacht Club.
We're standing at the bar and having a drink, and there's a picture of Sean Connery in a wetsuit in the bar having a drink.
Yep.
Like only in the Bahamas.
Only in the Bahamas. Yep. Yeah, he owns an island there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you come to Staniel Key, sometimes you might even see Serena Williams literally walking by.
Wow, amazing. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
No security, nothing.
Do they still have those brightly colored cottages?
They still do.
They
still do.
They stood out and they really said, come to our place. Enjoy the food, the fun, the surf, unique things. So although you live in Staniel Key, what's your favorite island?
I will try not to be biased and say Exuma, even though it is. But if I had to pick a close second, it would probably be Eleuthera.
Oh, no
kidding.
Yeah,
I visited Eleuthera, and it has a lot of the good island vibes that Staniel Key has. So I like that vibe there. And I like that there's a lot of different things to do. Like if you're a person that likes pineapples, they have the pineapple field. If you're a person that's a beach bum, they have the pink sand. So all of that stuff I really enjoyed.
Treasure Key is one of my other favorites.
I was just going to mention that. So aside from Grand Bahama, like Ahmad, because I'm from there, I still live there, the Abacos would be my second close to the top favorite. It's absolutely spectacular there. And the Abacos, of course, what we call them, you have Treasure Key. You could go up and visit Marsh Harbor. And then you have Hopetown and Green Turtle Key and Elbow Key and Walker's Key and Guana Key, Manawar Key. Like all of them, you can go and take a ferry and visit all of them.
They used to have a shark rodeo at Walker's Key a long time ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So the Walker's Key Invitational fishing tournaments, they've just been brought back to life a few years
ago.
Yes, wow. So they're actually having the Walker's Key Invitational actually next month, and they're doing pretty good. The marina is big, it's new, they added more slips. Last year they had 50, now they have 65 boats that's going to be in their tournaments. They have at least 3 tournaments throughout the year. They're doing pretty good. So that old famous high-end fishing tournaments that Walker Key used to bring in, they're still doing it again.
Absolutely amazing. And I have to say, our flying club flew into Walker's a very long time ago when they were doing the shark rodeo. A bunch of our flying club members were certified scuba divers.
Yeah.
Sat on the 20, 30 feet of water in the sand as 50, 60 sharks came in to feed.
Yep.
While I'm not a certified diver, the dive master let me snorkel off the boat, and it was just amazing to see all these somewhat tame sharks. Not that there's such a thing. Keep your hands close in.
Yep.
No. Don't pet the sharks.
No sudden movements.
But it was just amazing to see the divers interacting with the sharks in a very safe, sharky way.
Yeah.
That might be an oxymoron, safe sharks.
As safe as you can be.
So you guys must have all kinds of interesting highlights and stories of living and recreating in the Bahamas. What's your favorite story?
Well, since we're on the topic of shark diving, I'm actually a certified diver as well. Last year we took a group of 20 divers down to Grand Bahama. We dove with them for a week, 2 tank dives each day. I had the opportunity to dive with the reef sharks. I had the opportunity to dive with the shipwrecks, and also with the Tiger Beach, which is famously known in Grand Bahama Tiger Beach with the tiger sharks. And my first time diving with the sharks, we had to go down at the sea bottom on our knees with like a 4 feet PVC pipe, in the event that the shark come too close to you, you can just poke them away.
Nudge them away.
And they were doing the shark feeding. And I realized that the instructor told us, said, hey, don't move. They're going to come at you, and then they're going to turn off to the side because they have sensors on their side. He said, don't get scared. The only thing they care about is the food, and I'll be the one with the food.
You're not the food?
Not at that
You're
moment.
No.
They had a bit of a distraction. But, you know, it was a great experience. Everyone was kind of a little scared about it, but I must say it was thrilling. And for me, who grew up in the Bahamas, I would never say I'm going to go dive with sharks, but people come and do it every time. But I did it for the first time last year, and I loved it. Loved it. And I got a chance to dive with a tiger shark from a very long, far distance, but I got the opportunity. So it's a lot of things you can do inside the Bahamas, a lot of stories and moments and I would say memories you can make in doing the excursions down in the Bahamas. I'll let Natasha tell you about her wonderful stories next.
While your shark stories are much more thrilling because you're with tiger sharks, you know, in the Exumas, we have the nurse sharks.
Right.
So these are the only sharks in the country you can kiss without getting bit.
Oh.
Okay? So we actually do that. Like, people go to Compass Key and they literally kiss the nurse sharks. Don't worry, guys. They won't take your husbands or wives, but they will give you a little smooch on the lip.
Wow.
But one of my most memorable, I guess, recreations would be that we had a couple that came down and they got married on the sandbar. So, you know, like, that is, it's a classical moment because the sandbar is not there all the time. So we had to really orchestrate the time of low tide, getting the bride ready, making sure her makeup didn't run because it's the summer in the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
So it was like putting everything
together.
Exactly, humidity. But in the end, it was beautiful. And there were like stingrays passing behind while they were taking the pictures. We got everything done right in time. The photos were pretty. It didn't show all the running around. And the bride was happy. And I was a maid of honor because it was an elopement. I know.
Wow.
I know.
Oh,
right?
Look at you.
So that was pretty amazing. They were like, we need a maid of honor. And I was like,
I'm here.
I'm just going to put this rose down and come right over here and stand. So, yeah, that was really, really a memorable moment.
And Jillian, you must have some interesting stories.
You know, I don't have much other than the recreation in Grand Bahama specifically. You can get on the east side of the island. I love mostly going to visit the Lucayan National Park and visiting Gold Rock Beach. And Gold Rock Beach, for those who don't know, it's probably one of Grand Bahama's most spectacular beaches. We have about 44 named beaches on the island. But Gold Rock Beach is a special one to us because just like in Staniel Key, you can get a sandbank out there and you could just walk in the most shallow water for miles. It's spectacular. And I went up there just the other day, actually, before coming to Sun and Fun. And I like to say I saw the water twinkling in the sunlight. And that was the most beautiful sight to me. And so just being able to go up there and get a piece of nature, it brings just this calm, tranquil feeling to you. It was spectacular.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, much appreciated, you folks jumping into the Plane Talk cockpit. Any final words?
Thank you. Thank you for stopping by and giving us the opportunity to promote and highlight the islands of the Bahamas and what we're doing here at Sun and Fun. We encourage persons to come by Hangar D, Booth 20, 2021, and come speak to our representatives of the islands of the Bahamas and our hotel partners and promotion board partners.
Last words, come to the Exumas. You won't get bit by a shark, but you sure can kiss one. We also have fly-ins coming up. We have one in May, one in August, and one in September. So if you want to fly down with a group, feel free to do so. If you want to customize a trip, fly-in clubs, you're welcome as well. See you in the Exumas.
Well, we just want to remind everyone, too, that Grand Bahama Island is actually closest to South Florida. It's about 55 miles east. So, I mean, for a quick short ride over, you come see us first. You know, we are the best island. I'm from there. Just saying.
I would disagree.
And for more information on the islands of the Bahamas, just visit Bahamas.com.
And I have to say, one of my personal favorites, of course, is Bimini. Trying to find Atlantis, wandering around Bimini, fly in for the day.
Yep.
One of my favorite conch salad, conch fritters.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely delicious. Again, thank you so much for being part of Plane Talk.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at plaintalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at plaintalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast.